a realtor's proposal to make money.
It was your suggestion that he try leasing the house rather than selling it.
Creates a money pit.
You did, in fact, send Mr. Herman money to make certain repairs.
I sent him $1,500.
He still owes me $2,585.
Then his debts went deeper.
You moved in a tenant who was living there for free.
There's a reason for that.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Realtor David Herman is suing property owner Aide Addie Campson for home repair costs and a leasing fee.
Order. All rise. Case number 520 on the calendar, the matter Herman versus Campson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Herman, you are a realtor.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Campson had a townhome in what city, sir?
In Montgomery, Alabama.
And you had lived there at one point.
That's correct, Your Honor.
But you hadn't lived there in quite some time. This townhouse was becoming a little burdensome to you. You originally thought about selling it.
That is correct, Your Honor.
With what realtor?
It's a realtor company based in Montgomery, Alabama.
Is that the plaintiff's company?
No, Your Honor.
That was a different company.
That's correct.
Okay. Somehow you got together, Mr. Herman, and it was your suggestion that instead of selling the house, that Mr. Campson rent the house through Section 8 housing. That was your suggestion.
That's correct.
Right. Because what kind of work do you do, Mr. Campson?
I'm a computer consultant.
He doesn't know about that. So I assume that you've done leasing with Section 8 housing in Montgomery before. Would that be a fair statement, Mr. Herman?
Yes, Your Honor, for about 40 years.
So it was your suggestion that he try leasing the house rather than selling it?
Yes, Your Honor.
And during that time, you said to him, your house is not going to pass inspection for Section 8. It needs certain repairs if it's going to pass inspection. So tell me about the repairs.
Your Honor, he had sent me a list of repairs from the former company that he was using. They had a contractor give an estimate of $5,600.
Okay, this is somebody wants $5,600 to remove and place the back door, glaze all exterior windows, paint, upstairs bath, install new tile. It needed these repairs according to this realtor.
Yeah.
You didn't want to pay this, so this you didn't pay. But the house needed certain repairs because you did, in fact, send Mr. Herman money to make certain repairs. How much did you send him?
I sent him $1,500.
Now, Mr. Herman, you say that the two of you agreed that he would pay the balance of what you spent when you presented him, I'm sure, with the paid bills, and that he still owes you some money for repairs.
Yes, Your Honor.
And how much do you claim he still owes you?
He still owes me $2,585.49.
Okay. So that all the repairs together were $4,000.
Yes, Your Honor, $4,085.49.
I want to know, Mr. Herman, what exactly you did for the $4,085.
I have a list of all the invoices.
Yes, see those, please.
I actually found another invoice for $600-something that I didn't include, but I understand it's too late
to
do that.
First of all, take this or return this to him. I don't need this. I'm not listening to this either. I'm not taking this either. I'm not taking your checks. I'm not taking this. If you've been a realtor for 40 years, sir, and if you ever had a problem like this, don't bring this kind of things. So now I'm not satisfied with any of these documents. Now what you can do is show me where Mr. Campson agreed to pay you any more than $1,500. Show me. Do you have it?
I do not, Your Honor.
Do you have any emails?
Yes, Your Honor.
Any emails at all with Mr. Herman?
I have one from him and one...
May I see it, please? Yes. Evidently, Mr. Herman doesn't have any. Mr. Herman, what kind of harassment are you referring to in this email that you sent to Mr. Campson?
Can I see it?
I'm going to read it to you. On the 13th of October, 2017, you wrote to him from your iPhone, and you said, I guess you won't learn and don't know the meaning of harassment. Maybe you should look it up and do not contact me again unless it is to send me the money you owe me. And this time I'm looking for interest, double exclamation point, see you in court. He wrote back to you the next day, but I would like you to tell me what kind of harassment you were referring to.
We had a verbal agreement for him to pay me whatever the cost would be. He had another estimate of $5,600.
Would you tell me what the harassment is that you are referring to in this missive that you sent to him?
Just the tone of his other emails, which...
Well, show me. I asked you for the emails.
I'm sorry, Judge. They were not email. They're on my phone, and I have many of them.
I would like very much to see the harassment that you refer to in your October 13th communication with Mr. Kampson.
I guess you want to see them?
No, I want you to read the text message that he sent to you.
These are emails that I sent to him.
Now, I don't want anything that you sent to him yet.
All right. Okay.
Now I want to see what he said to you.
All right.
That you refer to as harassment.
All right. While it's searching, I'd like to know why you turned down my invoices, too. These were all handwritten invoices from workers that did the work and that spelled out what was done.
I don't believe them. That's why. And I don't believe they were done on his house. That's why. Now,
really?
I've answered your question. Now, find me what I asked you for, which is what you claim he said to you that you refer to as harassment.
All right. You don't believe the invoices.
Would you find what I asked you for?
I'm still pulling it up. From him. On September 13th, 2017, at 10:40 a.m., Mr. Kampson wrote, I don't understand why you choose to contact me. Your tenant seems to think you gave her the apartment for free. Why don't you collect your portion of the rent from her and take her and her family with you at the end of the lease because she's the worst tenants I've had in 20 years in the business. She stays in the apartment for free for 3 months because somehow the inspection was not addressed on time. She fails to pay her portion. You can collect the rent from her and take her with you when the lease expires. That's one thing.
Just a second. That's not harassment. Read harassment.
Can I read what I wrote back?
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay, all right. From what I said to him and he said back, but you're not interested. Okay.
No, I'm interested in what you view as harassment by Mr. Kampson.
Mm-hmm.
Find me something.
Okay. Pay me my money and I'll stop sending you a demand for my money. I don't know what money, but he owes me money. I don't owe him money.
Would you kindly tell me what harassment is?
I don't know the definition of harassment, Your Honor.
Well, evidently you do here. I guess you won't learn and don't know the meaning of harassment. Maybe you should look it up. That's what you said to him.
Okay.
So the answer is you don't have any. Now I'm going to read to you what he wrote back to you.
Okay.
In response to your nasty communication, which is totally unfounded. David, while I'm sure I do not owe you any money, I would like to listen to your claim. How much do I owe you? You did not present any charges to me more than the amount that I have already paid you. How much is your claim? Please state it. I am looking forward to hearing from you. While I will never work with you ever, I do not want the appearance of impropriety in my dealings with anyone. Thank you, David. I will not contact you again except to finalize the old transaction. If we cannot come to a reasonable terms, I will gladly resolve to let the courts deal with the conflict. Goodbye, Stuart Kampson. That was his response to you. Remember? Now, when did you put a tenant in this property?
January or February 2017.
Well, listen to me. You didn't put anybody in there in February of 2017, sir, because according to these, whatever they are, and on for whatever property, other than your handwritten marks of what property it's for, the repairs were done in February of 2017, so you didn't put anybody in there.
That's not correct, Honor. They were doing the repairs while the lady was living there.
Just a second.
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask Mr. Kampson. Mr. Kampson, when was the first month you collected rent from this premises?
April.
Of 2017?
2017. That's correct, Your Honor.
Do you have any proof of that, sir?
I don't have it with me.
That's correct.
Correct.
That is
so
correct.
So you moved in a tenant. So you moved in a tenant who was living there in February and March for free in his property, and he didn't collect any rent until April.
There's a reason
you
for
said,
that.
I'm listening.
There's a reason for that.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
For a vacant property, many owners will allow and want someone to be living in their house to keep it from being vandalized or burglarized, which happens all the time. If there's a tenant there, they know they're not going to receive their rent.
Show me anywhere that you told, discussed, or that the defendant agreed to let this person who lived in his townhome live there without paying rent for 2 months.
Ask him if it happened.
I will ask him. So the answer is you have nothing from him.
I have nothing in writing.
Fine.
But I have.
Did you agree to have a tenant move into your home in February without paying you rent until April?
No, Your Honor.
Did you agree to have the tenant move in at any time before they were going to start to pay rent?
No, Your Honor. When I was absent from the country, he moved her in my apartment in January 2017. And she was living for free. There was no lease, nothing.
Did he discuss it with you first?
No, Your Honor. Those are the issues that created a contention between me and him, of having somebody there without my permission, without my authorization.
And without it paying you rent. I don't know what you got, Mr. Herman. I don't know what you got, but I don't know any other realtor that would put a tenant into somebody else's property without a written, somebody who's been in business for 40 years, without a written authorization from them saying you can move in this tenant and I do not expect rent until April and I'm consenting to you moving a tenant in. I don't know anybody who's in the real estate business who would do it.
You can talk to the Section 8 lady who will verify he knew that she was in there before it passed inspection.
Listen to me carefully, sir. You said you've been in this business for 40 years.
I have, Your Honor.
I've had real estate for longer than that. I don't know any realtor who would do something like that without a writing. Don't know anybody. That's why I don't believe this nonsense. None of it.
So that's just made
up? Just a second. Oh, I think that somebody in all of your dealings with Section 8, I believe that somebody with all of your things can go into Lowe's and get as many bills as they like in the end of February and get an invoice that says pay cash to somebody, $600, pay cash. That's not the way somebody does business who's a businessman.
These are the Section 8 violations, inspections that were done that you'll see on that sheet as well that were corrected. And that's it. That's what these are. That's what those bills are for.
I don't believe
you. Look at the evidence.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you tell him that he could have an income from renting the property rather than trying to continue to sell it?
We tried for $925 a month. Section 8 agreed to $950.
I didn't ask you that question. You're trying to double talk me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Realtor David Herman says, property owner Aide Addie Campson reneged on a deal to rent out his home. Addie is countersuing for eviction costs and loss of revenue.
Listen to me. You didn't do your job. You found a body that you put in his townhouse January, February, and March. 3 months, he collected zero money. The only money he spent is he spent $1,500. He sent you $1,500 to do repairs. Now, you started to receive rent from Section 8, which was in April, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much did you receive from them in April?
$1,665 from Section 8, which represent March and April.
So you got paid in March?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and how much was the tenant's portion?
Zero.
Was the tenant supposed to pay you any money?
She was supposed to pay $410.
A month?
A month.
When did she leave the premises, finally?
She was in jail for 6 months, but she finally left in February of 2018.
Who was living in the apartment while she was in jail?
She had three grown kids there.
She was in jail for 6 months?
Around 6 months, yes, Your Honor.
Did you evict them?
Yes, I had to get an eviction.
How many times did the tenant pay you their portion of $410 for the rent?
Three times, Your Honor.
So in April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, well, you evicted them in February.
Yes.
Right? They never paid you their portion of the rent.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Did you tell that to Mr. Herman?
Yes, I did express my discontentment with what's going on.
When you had to evict them, did you hire a lawyer?
Correct, Your Honor.
For non-payment of rent?
For non-payment, that's correct, Your Honor.
Did you tell that to Mr. Herman as well?
I don't recall. At that time, he doesn't talk to me anymore. He doesn't contact me anymore.
When you spoke to Mr. Herman at the beginning, did you discuss how much you could get for rent of the townhouse?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Did he tell you, since this is his business for 40 years, what he thought you could get for rent?
He was able to convince me to rent it out to Section 8 for $9,000 a year.
Did you tell him, Mr. Herman, that he could have an income of $9,000 approximately a year from renting the property rather than trying to continue to sell it?
I told him I think he was making $700 a month rent previously, and we could probably get maybe as much as $850 or $900. We would try as much as we could get, and Section 8 would give a number. We tried for $925 a month. Section 8 agreed to $950.
I didn't ask you that question. You're trying to double talk me.
No, I'm not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Campson told me the tenant only currently owed about $600 or $700.
Is that correct?
That's not correct, Your Honor. I don't know where you got that information from.
You sent me that.
Show me.
He told me that.
Just a second. Show me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Realtor David Herman has accused property owner Aide Addie Campson of reneging on a deal to rent out his home.
I don't care what they ultimately said to you, sir. I'm talking about at the beginning of your arrangement with the defendant. He originally wanted to sell his property. He lives in upstate New York. This property is in Montgomery, Alabama. Whenever you're a long-term landowner, it's a problem. You have aggravation. Clearly, something that you said to him said, well, if I can make $9,000 a year on this property, maybe it is a good investment.
Correct.
So he said, okay, I'll send you $1,500, do the repairs. The only problem is the tenant that you found for him didn't pay their money.
Mr. Campson told me the tenant only currently owed about $600 or $700. If that were the case,
just a second.
The tenant paid many
correct?
More times.
Just a second. Is that correct?
That's not correct, Your Honor. I don't know where you got that information from.
You sent me that.
Show me.
He told me that.
Just a second. Show me.
Does it have on the eviction how much the tenant owed?
I don't know. Do you have the eviction notice?
Yes.
May I see it, please? When did you start the eviction process, in what month, sir?
I believe in October.
When were they finally out? When did they finally get their stuff out?
They didn't get the stuff out either. They just trashed the place and...
And left. Was that in February of 2018?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. October, November, December, January, February. So we're talking about now 5 months, because the eviction notice will say how much they owe as of October, right? When he filed to evict them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure,
I'm not speaking a foreign language.
Do.
So don't look at me quizzically.
No.
In October, 5 months before he actually was able to get into the place, he said how much they owed.
How much was that?
This just shows total cost and attorney's fees, $473.
$473?
No, that's for court costs and attorney's fees.
Doesn't have an amount owed by the tenant?
No, doesn't have anything here.
So I was told it was $600 and something, which is a month and a half rent, which means she paid at least 6 or 7 months.
Well,
worth
just
of rent.
Show me.
Your Honor.
Show me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
This just shows total cost and attorney's fees.
Doesn't have an amount owed by the tenant?
No, doesn't have anything here.
So I was told it was $600 and something, which is a month and a half rent, which means she paid at least 6 or 7 months.
Well, just show me.
Your Honor.
Show me. You didn't do a good job, Mr. Herman.
I have some evidence, Your Honor.
I'm sure I'd be happy, more than happy to look at anything you want me to look at.
Thank
you didn't
very,
do a good job,
thank you
Mr.
Very
Herman.
Much. These are the pictures. He had estimates of $5,600 to fix his place. Everything, including that, was only $4,100, $1,500
Your case is dismissed. We're done. You did a bad job, sir.
What about the eviction notice? Eviction notice.
Listen, he found you a bad tenant. He's not getting any more money from you. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
All I did was pay money for this gentleman. I'm out of pocket, $3,000.
That was one of the scams. It was not really straightforward with me.
I grew up with a handshake agreement, and my word is my bond.
He's in the real estate business. He knows better to do that.
Because it was a Section 8 person who could move in there, occupy his house, keep it from being vandalized, keep it from being burglarized.
There are occasions where you run into very good tenants, and there are occasions where you run into a nightmare.
And save him much more money than the little bit of rent he didn't get until it passed inspection. And he knew that because I told him that ahead of time.